Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Just want to encourage you, remind you the best is still yet to come.
I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper, nothing harm you. And although you may think that your time has passed, God's only saving the best for last. Your future greater than your past.
I know the plans that I have for you.
I like it when you say it. Say it like
nothing
that.
Yeah.
And although you may think
that your
time has passed,
God's only
saving the best for last. Your future greater than
my sister Yolanda Adams.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the Power Connection with your host, Elder Kevin Vaughn. Before we get started, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise because we do believe in Him. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us, those live and those that will be listening later on the network. We've got an exciting program for you tonight with Dr. Jacqueline King coming up real fast. Ladies and gentlemen, can't wait to introduce her properly. But ladies and gentlemen, we want to open up in prayer real quickly. We're not going to hold you too long today because no, everybody's busy out there doing their thing. But Father God, we thank you for this awesome technology. We thank you for our beautiful and awesome guests, Father God. Continue to anoint her, Father God, and give her the words that need to be heard today. And we thank you for the technology. Thank you for the connection. And we thank you for your mighty, mighty self, Father God. We thank you for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit today. And we ask that you have your way, Father God, and that someone will be blessed, lives will be saved, souls will be saved, life will be turned around, Father God, and they'll just come to you, Father God, this day. Even as we speak, Father God, there'll be a turnaround in someone's life, Father God, will accept you as your as their Lord and Savior. So, Father God, we thank you in advance. A lot to pray for, Father God, so we pray for the needs of those listening, both spoken and unspoken, and we pray for the unsaved, Father God, first in our families, then in our communities and those around us, sphere of influence, Father God, whether it's through business or work. We pray for them as well as we see them today or tomorrow throughout the weeks to come, that there may be a change in their heart because of the words that we speak according to your will, Father God. We thank you in advance, Father God, for the blessings. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, and we'll give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the name of the network, Power Connection. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's get right to it. We've got some things happening. Dr. Jacqueline King, I'm sure she is busy, and I'm excited about her because she's a chaplain first. Ladies and gentlemen, also the president and CEO of Black Women Empowered, Inc., and we're going to give you a quick bio on her as well. This is an awesome, awesome woman of God here. Jacqueline King. Jacqueline worked and retired from the largest electric and gas company in New Jersey after 25 years of service. Hallelujah. Let's give her a hand for that right there. That's pretty cool right there. Give her a little hand for that one. Yeah, we're going to do that. Amen. She has been a speaker at several utility conferences across the country, presenting on electric retailing via the internet. Her most recent position in public service electric and gas was workforce diversity manager. That's pretty cool right there, where she recruited diverse applicants to be entered into the application database for candidates considered for hire. In this position, she did behavior-based interview, workshops, training, interview. Wow, that's pretty cool. Applicants, and facilitated internal mentoring sessions. She has served on the several boards, including the PSE&G's Workforce Diversity Board, the College of New Jersey Non-Traditional Jobs for Women Board, Middlesex County's Gender and Equality Board, the City of Newark, New Jersey Mayor's Workforce Diversity Board, Mercy County's Child Placement Review Board. She was Commissioner for the Greensboro Human Relations, serving as Vice Chair. The Greensboro Police Review Board, serving as Vice Chair there. One Step Further Board Member, and NAIME, I guess that's correct there, Guilford Board Member as well. Jacqueline also is recognized by the YMCA of Middlesex, New Jersey for New Jersey Minority Achiever 2001 for professionalism and community service, and has received several other awards and certificates of recognition. Jacqueline has owned and operated several businesses and has developed an online ministry entitled Black Women, Men Empowered, and Christian Network that provides live broadcasts weekly as well as 24/7 inspiration. Amen to that. She started Black Women Empowered Safe Haven nonprofit in March 2012, BWE Safe Haven, to provide transitional to permanent housing and services for homeless female veterans and their children. Amen, amen, amen. Another, matter of fact, we got to pause for that one too, ladies and gentlemen. That is some powerful service there, and wonderful, wonderful adventures thus far. Wonderful. Thank you. Praise God. Other services to be offered are transportation, counseling, job training, placement, mentoring. Visit visit the website, ladies and gentlemen. The address is Black Women Empowered. That's Black Women Empowered and Black Women Empowered Journal.com. And we'll be repeating those again later. Jacqueline is a published poet. Amen to that. Author and previously was a writer for TheExaminer.com, writing on relationships and other related topics. I tell you, relationships is a hot topic, Doc, as you already know. Jacqueline is a certified chaplain and holds a bachelor's of science degree in business administration and an honorary doctorate degree in humanity. Amen. Jacqueline resides in Greensboro, North Carolina, has two beautiful, wonderful children, Eric in New Jersey and Ashley, who lives in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Got friends and family in both of those states. I love it. Her favorite quote, and I love this quote, "The truth is not always popular, but it is always correct." Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Dr. Jacqueline King to the Power Connect program. Doc, how you doing?
I am wonderful and honored to be your guest today. What a surprise. I'm just glad to be a servant and spread the gospel. So I thank you for the opportunity and welcome to all your guests. Thank you for tuning in.
Well, thank you so much. We tap into the network through social media, as you know, as well. And we're just excited, Doc, about you being with us today. Thank you so much for your time. Well, Doc, we always like to give our guests any opening comments or statements you'd like to make, anything open you want to open up, and anything we missed on the bio that you would like to say, tell us about.
I think the bio covered pretty much everything. I do have an amazing team with Black Men Empowered and Black Women Empowered. I just want to give a quick shout out to them all. I can't say them all the names because we have a lot of them, but I do want to acknowledge our overseer, Apostle Oscar Daldell Underwood, who is an amazing man of God out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. And we do a lot. We offer through his online Bible school, we offer degrees, associate degrees all the way to PhDs. So there's a lot more to the ministry than just ministry. We believe in the total empowered person.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. King, for that as well. Well, Doc, you know, one thing we want to focus on today is Black women or women in your network here as well. And could you talk the state of the nation a little bit, what's going on in this area? You know, first of all, let's get this straight, ladies and gentlemen, that we honor and love our Black women. We honor and love all our women as well. And we really going to have to continue to lift up women in service, women out of service, women who are carrying the load, if you will, or carrying the banner for their families to keep them together, sons and daughters, and even in some cases, granddaughters and grandsons, as you know, Doc, too, as well. Women are just true superheroes because they kind of do it all where men can't handle it in some cases, as we know. So we thank God for all our women, and I just want to give them a big shout out right now for all those. It'll take a few seconds here just to give them a round of applause. We love our women, and God bless you for those doing what you have to do. Yeah. But Dr. King, from your perspective, can you talk a little bit about the state of our nation in this area a little bit? Can you what are you seeing? What are you seeing as the need and the concerns out there?
Mm-hmm. Well, our nation is in a state of array, and to use the scripture that I think that is most relevant right now is John 12:32, and it says, "If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me." And I think people have gotten away from lifting God up. And so as a result, we're falling apart. Everything is coming before God. People are putting more emphasis. And this is not just out in the world, but this is in the churches too, if I can be real and transparent.
Yes.
I mean, everything is, you know, mega church money, throwing money at the altar and all the money lines and money. And I don't believe that God is pleased with this. I do believe you are supposed to support your churches because the churches need money. But how much money do you really need? I mean, a lot of the men and women of the cloth, as I call it, are pimping the ministry. They are I call them pulpit pimps, and I know I'm not popular when I say it, nor do I care, because I tell the truth. So I think if we get back to the basics, my grandfather was a pastor for 70 years.
Yeah.
In the Church of God in Christ. I'm sure that you're familiar with the Church of God in Christ.
Yes.
And he was the district superintendent for Durham, North Carolina. So what I remember as a child in the ministry, I remember my grandparents being servants. And when I say that, my grandfather worked a full-time job and pastored not one but three churches.
Yeah.
And my grandmother cleaned white people's houses. And on Sunday, nobody served the first lady. The first lady was serving everybody. She was cooking. To hear my dad tell a story, which he's 81 now, had to eat the neck, chicken necks and stuff, because they were giving the big chicken to all the other people. So, I mean, the reality is Jesus came to serve, not to be served. And so we have to get our mindset right. And once we focus back on what the realness of what our responsibility as Christians, then I believe that the land will heal. And the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face, then I will heal their land. So, we're in a mess. We're in a mess.
Yeah.
But
the
Christians have got to continue to pray. I know there's a lot of prayer lines. I don't think there can ever be too many of them, really. I think that we have to continue to pray, and we have to continue to spread the gospel. We cannot be sucked into the negativity and the anger and the resentment, but we have to be the light of the world that we were called to be.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, those who are listening and joining us from around the world, I have a wonderful guest, Dr. Jacqueline King's with us, a beautiful chaplain and CEO and founder of Black Women Empowered, Inc., and we're joining us. Hey, for those who are online and would like to comment or have a question for Doc as we go through the next hour here, feel free to just let me know just by hit 1 and a star sign on your phone. I'll put you in queue, and I'll let me know that you have a comment or a question for Dr. King as we go through the overview here today with her. Once again, just press 1 and the star sign, and I'll let me know you want to have a comment, question for Dr. King as we go through. Well, that's powerful. But Dr. King, you're right on money there, right on the point there. Again, you quoted the right scripture there about if I be lifted up. You know, you hear all this stuff that has to happen in the country, and it sounds good, but they leave out the glue, if you will, or the thing that's going to make the difference is Jesus Christ. And that's what I was concerned about. Everything sounds good. People want to do the right thing and improve people's lives, but they still leave out God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So we haven't got it right yet. Some of us know about this. Some of us know around the world. We know Jesus Christ is the only answer, but we still have to give him the glory in what we're trying to get done. But until he gets glorified, ladies and gentlemen, there's not going to be a transformation, I believe, Dr. King, in our land until that gets understood. And not only that, we don't hear too much about repentance, you know, about what it is, about sin. We don't call it that. You know, we're trying to make laws around sin over, and they're trying to make laws on top of laws. We already got laws for sin. And then they're going to try to make another law to melt that, you know, to water it down. So you're right. We have a little ways to go still, but we're going to continue to pray, and we're going to believe God. And we're also asking the believers not to be fearful, challenged in any way, because the word of God will go forth if we believe, Doc. I really believe that, without a doubt. Powerful. Well, Doc, without a doubt, let's tell me about the history and how you got started with the Black Women Empowered Network. I call it the network. But how that all come about, man? Give us a little homework on that.
Before I get into that, I just wanted to say that one of the things that I think Christians struggle with today, there's so many Christians that are trying to be both Christian and in the world, and that is never going to work. You have to, you're either hot or cold.
That's right.
You can't be lukewarm. And so With all the TV, you know, the movies, the TV, we're corrupting our kids' minds with garbage. And when I was little, going to church wasn't optional.
Yeah.
Probably you too. If you didn't go to church, you was getting your mind whooped or something. Something was going to happen.
That's right.
Now kids grow up, they really don't have a foundation. They know nothing about the Lord until a crisis comes, and then sometimes they're forced into it. But if we go back to the basics, where we make sure that our children are going to church and we are reading the Bible with them and sharing scriptures and limiting their TV time. My grandchildren don't even have TVs in their rooms. They get
an hour of TV.
I don't even know if they get it a day. But they're very limited on how much TV they can watch. My grandson, who was only one, they already got him restricted on TV. He gets TV time. He's only 1 year old. But we have to do things if we want our kids to be have a relationship with God. We have to read to them the Bible. Start teaching them scriptures, when they're young.
Yes.
They got to
read
anyway, so why not use scriptures?
That's right.
So
that's right.
I'm just saying there are many things that we can do, to help our kids be developed and have a relationship with God, and it is our responsibility to do so.
Absolutely.
All
Dr.
right.
King. Without a doubt. You're absolutely right, because your souls are at stake here, and really that's on us if we don't teach and train them in the right way. You're absolutely correct, 1,000%. And please know that, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to have that conversation. I'm with you on the TV thing, Doc, because I haven't had televisions in my house for probably 20 years now, just for that reason. And everything I needed, I had internet and television, so you don't need both. You can find everything you need on the internet, if you need it just for news information. And we're not saying not stay up to date. We're just saying, use some wisdom and balance, and all this good stuff. That's what we're talking about today. But specifically with our children, you're right, because my bishop and pastor are teaching the same thing. If we don't teach them, there's going to be a generation that won't even know that Jesus even lived. You know what I'm saying? They won't even know about it because they're not reading it. They're not getting it. And they'll think he'll be a superhero or something, in the future, if we don't do something about that. Just amazing. Back to you, Doc. Woo! Good stuff there. Good stuff.
So Black Women Empowered, I started 7 years ago. Actually, I've told this story so many times. I was sitting at my computer and I was watching Black Girls Rock on TV. And I was on Facebook and I saw all the excitement. We are such an excitable people.
Yes.
And
yes.
So they were typing Black Girls Rock, rah, 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 rah. And so God placed it in my spirit. What happens after Black Girls Rock, after the show goes off? Do Black Girls still rock? Is there going to be a unified sisterhood? And that's how Black Women in Power was started, on Facebook with about 200 women in a group. And, for a very long time, I would say close to a year, I would go in the group every day and give inspiration, scriptures, quotes, and nobody, I got no responses, but I didn't stop. I just kept on doing it because I know that's what God told me to do. And finally, I don't even know at what point people started responding and saying amen and all. And from there now, that same group has 171,000 women in it. On social media, we're over 2 million followers. We have a chapter in South Africa, Uganda, St. Thomas, Kenya. We have a large chapter in Michigan, Atlanta, and one in Chicago, Raleigh, Charlotte. We have Latina Women in Power, and we also have Black Men in Power. I'm sorry, I forgot New Jersey, New York, and we have D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, and then we have Black Men in Power as well.
Hey,
so through the internet, although a lot of people like to say that it's a bad thing, but We are using it for the good of the Lord. Spread the gospel. That's what we're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the voice of Dr. Jacqueline King, chaplain and president and CEO of Black Women Empowered. And we're just excited about you being here today, Doc. But you're right on the money there. And that's it's a need. But it takes a little minute for people to catch on to the goodness of God, you know. And once they catch on and they get that flow, get that word, get whatever you put out there in their spirit, they're going to catch on and be part of the network. And that's what's happening, obviously, to get where you're at today. So that's a big hats off to you on that. I take it you got a good staff with you as well to help you. I'm sure you're not doing all that by yourself. So you got a good staff.
Absolutely. We have the most amazing ministerial and admin team I couldn't have asked. And we've had turnover, but we have the most amazing, because they realize that this is ministry. We started on Blog Talk, and that's funny that you would reach out to me. We had for about 6 years, we did everything on Blog Talk and call in prayer line until live stream came on. So right now we do a broadcast on Facebook Live, and we also do on Periscope. We're embarking on YouTube live stream just because I think Facebook is a little bit shaky right now.
We need to start owning a backup plan. Absolutely. Yeah, you got to start really owning some of the content now, controlling the feeds, if you will. No, nothing wrong with the news, you know, the free stuff, but I encourage everybody to learn to own your own network as well on top of that. So there's a lot of things out there for that where you can own your own stream. So you don't, so if they, you know, Facebook goes away, what's going to happen to you? You know, you need to know that for some reason.
One thing about it, if it's God's plan, there's always going to be a backup plan. I don't worry about that.
Nope.
Matter of fact, I don't worry about anything. I never worry about that stuff.
No, we don't.
We should come together as a people and have our own Facebook or whatever we want to call it. I think that if we can make Black Panther, what is it? I don't even know how many billions it's
hit.
It's
over a billion. It's one of the number one in the world, but it's,
And so that's mostly us doing that, if I can just be transparent. And so if we can put our money together like that, we can put it together to own anything.
No doubt about it.
I posted that on LinkedIn, and I think it's had over 300-something comments in a in a group called Black Enterprise. That might be where you saw me. But we need to come together. It's time for us to come together and put our money where our mouths are and stop complaining and just get it done.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, Dr. King, we need to talk about that offline later on, but we need to talk about putting together something similar, like you said, for Facebook, to Facebook, if you will, that we can come up with. So I'm calling all developers, anybody who knows how to set that up. Let's talk about it, because I got some ideas. I won't share with you on the line, you know, of course, right now, but we got some ideas where we could take over that network as well, or at least get a big share of it as well, at least half the planet, you know. As well, on top of
that sounds like a plan. But we started off, like I said, doing everything on Blog Talk, and now we have Bible study on Monday night at 8 p.m. and Tuesday we have empowerment sessions. Wednesday could be a variety. It could be an interview. It depends on. Most of the time, we don't have anything going on Wednesday. Thursday night, our women in Michigan, which is called Due Season Ministry, they have a team out there, and they alternate ministering on Thursday. Friday night, we have Black Men Empowered come on, and they minister. And Saturday morning, we have our Elder Marcia Boynton comes on Saturday at 7 a.m. and teaches on women in the Bible. And Sunday, we live stream services. We have three churches that we use, Pastor Roma Benjamin out of Harrisburg, PA, and then we have Dr. David Jackson from your lovely city. He's in Atlanta. Then we have our overseer, Apostle Oscar Daldell Underwood. He'll be on next Sunday. So they alternate. And so we bring Jesus, and then we have 24/7 inspiration. So if you ever just need some encouragement, you can go on our page, and there's something for everyone all the time, all day long, because our administrators are looking for content that will inspire, encourage, and uplift. And we know that we're making a difference, because if you go to read some of the comments, we do have it where you can rate us. We have great comments on how people just really love the network. Now, the downside is Facebook has not been happy with us, and they've been trying to do a lot to shut us down with our broadcast. They blink them out, or they it's just one thing after another. But you know what? The devil is defeated. We give him no glory.
Oh,
we just keep on going. And in Jesus' name, we're going to do what we do. We do have prayer on every day of the week now. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, it's on our Black Women Empower page. That's at 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And then on Black Men Empower, our own Bishop David Jackson from your area, he comes on with the PAL Prayer Warriors.
Amen.
They come on Tuesday and Thursday. And so we just have something for everybody. I mean, and the word is rich. Our Black Men Empower started coming on at noonday on Monday, Wednesday, and Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Our Pastor Sharon Bush comes on noonday prayer on Black Women Empowered on Thursday. And I'm telling you, it's just I mean, you can turn on any time of the day and just get a word.
That's powerful, Doc. That is so powerful. That's exactly what needs to be done. We need to keep bombarding. As you know, media keeps bombarding us with all their stuff. You know what I'm saying? So we have to do the same thing with the good word, you know, with the word of God. So that's powerful, Doc. So thank you so much. For those listening all around the globe, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to the beautiful doctor and talented Dr. Jacqueline King, chaplain, president, CEO of Black Women Empowered, Inc. And ladies and gentlemen, for those who want everybody out there to blow those websites up, ladies and gentlemen, please visit the websites and contact the network, ladies and gentlemen, at Black Women Empowered. That's Black Women Empowered. And then also Black Women Empowered Journal, blackwomenempoweredjournal.com as well, ladies and gentlemen. So please visit those websites or give me a call, and I'll be glad to send that information to you as well. Kevin Vaughn, 404-401-0233. Well, Dr. King, we're going to come right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break, come right back with you. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Black Women Empowered Network. And I got a couple of questions for you about what is being asked and said out there on the network. But right now, we'll be right back with Dr. Jacqueline King. Dr. King, hold on. We'll be back in about a minute and 30 seconds or so. But we're going to have a quick commercial break on the Empowering Word Network, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Power Connection. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with you in a second.
I hate taking these multiple pills. I wish there was an easier way.
Hard to swallow? Not anymore. One of the largest paradigm shifts in the wellness industry in years. We have a unique, fast, and effective delivery system that's convenient, easier to use, tastes great, and simply cool. Who wants to feel younger, slimmer, healthier? The Team Effort Network nutritional sprays are revolutionizing the health and wellness industry by using the most efficient and effective delivery system, oral spray delivery. This is a revolutionary and evolutionary leap in how we take our vitamins, minerals, and nutritional supplements today and in the future. TEN's philosophy is simple. Make oral spray vitamins that people want and need, and make them with the highest quality ingredients. Add a delivery system second to none, and you have the best nutritional supplements in the industry. For complete information, go to www.mltnetworks.net or call Elder Kevin Vaughn at 404-401-0233.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're back on the Power Connection with Dr. Jacqueline King. Thank you so much, Doc, for holding in there with us. We are back. Hey, Doc, I wanted to ask more about, you know, today, this is my observation only, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're not, you know, social media is not social, in my opinion. In some areas it may be, but it's not really social, because people need conversation, Doc. They need a one-on-one touch, if you will, as far as helping them a little bit. What are some of the questions or the needs that you see out there in Black Women in Power? What do you do for people? What do you say to people? And what are some of the needs for people? How are you handling things out there today? A lot of need out there.
Well, you know what? One of the things that you're right, people, the prayer helps, but our team is so engaged. They go back and they read the comments. There's a lot of comments when we go live, and they offer them an inbox or a call or a prayer. We don't just throw this at you and say, okay, now you're on your own. I get tons of emails and calls, and I distribute them. Pastor Sharon Bush, shout out to Pastor Sharon Bush. She's listening. A prophetess, Diana John Baptiste, is on, and she is our director of our Atlanta chapter. Shout out to her. Elder Marcia Boynton is listening, and she is the director of our New Jersey, New York chapter. So we want to give a quick shout out to them. But these ladies and men, they take it serious. Bishop Jackson, he'll say on the prayer, you know, you want to contact me. And they flood his inbox with questions. He'll say, call me. He's also a life coach. So we don't just, we're not just there just throwing stuff at you. We do care about your soul. We care about your life. And it's evident in the way our team takes this very serious, because they don't get paid. This is ministry. They're doing this for ministry. None of us get paid. This is our reasonable service.
That's right. That's powerful, Doc. That's exactly what I thought, and from what you were doing. I know you had to be down into the details, because people need conversation today. People need to have a follow-up, you know, in anything, whether it's business or follow-up in anything. You need to have good follow-up in business or in ministry, and that's what we're talking about today. So that's very, very powerful, Doc. Thank you so much for sharing that. Doc, we're going to open up the lines real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got some folks online. We're going to mention, just because we're on the World Wide Web, we're going to mention only your last four digits only. And one of our callers here, Doc, I believe, we're going to open the line right now for $74.95. You're live on air with Dr. King. God bless you.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for calling. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. My name is Maria. I just had a comment. I'm enjoying the conversation so very much. But I did have one comment. So Dr. King, I know you started the ministry, and you said that was what the Lord told you to do, to go online. So this is a great thing for, like, my mom. She's home. She's shut in, and she has medical issues sometimes that keep her from going out to the church. But is this a ministry that competes with a local church? Do you see it as that, or is it just to help those who maybe can't get to their local churches? That was just my question that I had.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that question. We don't compete with anyone. We are a resource, and however God leads you, if he leads you to come to us on Sunday, then that is between you and God. We do not discourage anyone from going to church. As a matter of fact, we encourage you to find a good church home where you can go and commune with the saints. But we are not a church. We are a ministry. We get asked that all the time. A lady just asked me, just, where's your church? And I tell her, we don't have a church. We have churches that are within our ministry at different locations. And we do let people know if they're in that area, they can go to those churches. But we are not a church, and we are not in competition. There is no competition in God. There's enough for everybody.
Amen. 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 I'm so grateful for your answer that you said that straight. Thank you so much. I love what you're doing. I've listened to the broadcast before. Everything is wonderful. Thank you. God bless you, and thank you for just saying yes and just stepping out on it. You bless my family so much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much, caller. And we want you to have a great rest of the evening and a great, wonderful week coming up as well. That's wonderful, Doc. That's what it's all about. And please, ladies and gentlemen, Doc, you correct me if I'm wrong. Our goal really is to collaborate and to support the local church or the local ministry. That's what it's all about. And the goal is to pick up the slack. You know, Dr. King, where things are not supportive, we try to pick up the slack a little bit, you know what I'm saying, and work together. That's the key.
Well, that too, and then the other thing is that everybody's not there.
Right.
Where they are, you know, they're not there. They haven't found a church home, or they've got church hurt, and, you know, they don't want to go back to church. Somebody, you know, Sister So-and-so says such. So until they get, you know, it right, where they can find a church home, God leads them to a church home or heals their wounds, they're not just there with no spiritual guidance. No word, spiritual word from God. So we thank God that we're able to be that resource.
Amen. That's exactly right, Doc. You know, Doc, one thing I wanted to ask you about too, as well, far as help or openings in your area, far as ministry, is there anything right now where, because there's people that are listening that have a gift. You know, they know how to take care of people, they know how to talk to people, they know how to follow up, they know how to pray. Is there any need right now that the organization has that they could call or contact you guys about?
We are always looking for page administrators.
Mm-hmm.
Our ministerial team is pretty tight right now. If you're interested in having a chapter in your area, you can email me. Now, I'm going to tell you what, it ain't easy. We've had people say, yeah, I want to do that. And then when they get in there, they think it's a cakewalk, and it's not. But if that's something that you're interested in, you can email us at info@blackwomenempowered.org, and we will respond. Our page administrators are people who like to post inspiration on our pages on Facebook. And so we do have an interview process. We don't just take anyone. But if that's something you're good at, graphics, you like to design graphics and post graphics or whatever, we have enough pages that we can add you to, and all of our pages are in, you know, different areas. Chicago, I forgot to mention Chicago. We have a chapter in Chicago, so we would go through the screening process and then put you in on one of our pages if you would pass, you know, our requirements. But when you have 2 million followers, of course there's always some work that you can do.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Also, too, is there a minimum age, too, as well, Doc, that those could be a part of the ministry and volunteering side? What's the minimum age?
Well, interesting that you would ask that. Our South African group, we started it with a young lady who's no longer with us, and at the time she was like 20-something. So most of the women in our South Africa chapter are young women. So, we said, I believe it's 17 to 30 for if you're going to encourage on the South African page. And other than that, we don't have an age limit.
That's wonderful. That's great. Yeah, I was just looking up the stats on our network. We've been on the network for about 10 years or more, somewhere in there. But our countries right now, if there's anybody listening, of course, in the United Kingdom right now, and also in Taiwan and Australia, and you want to start chapter down there, we want you guys to get in touch with them. The website to start off with is Black Women Empowered. Is that correct? .com, Dr. King, is that the right one?
Well,
the best one?
They need to email us at info@blackwomenempowered.org. Our website is blackwomenempoweredjournal.com.
Gotcha.
So that if they want to go and look and see, we actually have some of our live stream services on there. There's a ton of information on there. You can read up about our overseer, Apostle Underwood. If they want to do that, we have people that come on our prayer and from all over to Australia, UK. They're all over.
Mm-hmm.
So
feel
free to reach out to us, and we'll see if we can make that happen.
Absolutely. And those listening all around the globe there, you know, if you already have something started, you can link up with Dr. King and the network too as well. You can just link up with him through that network. So that's powerful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Dr. Jacqueline King, chaplain and president and CEO of Black Women Empowered Inc. Doc, we didn't talk about the chaplainship, or I should say, tell us a little bit more about that, because I know that's an important role for you. Now, you're a certified chaplain. Is that correct? I mean, you can go into hospitals and emergency places and things like that. Is that correct? You can do all kinds of
stuff. That is correct.
There.
Amen. And so, our overseer, Apostle Oscar Dowdell Underwood, amazing man of God, has a Bible college out in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Cornerstone Christian Bible College. And so last June, three of us graduated with our chaplaincy certificate. That would be Chaplain Herena Ames and Elder Marcia Boynton and myself.
Hallelujah.
And so, yes, and actually, hallelujah. I actually just started using mine. I actually am a chaplain for one of the boards that I sit on, which is One Step Further, which is a teen advocacy program. They go into the courts to negotiate, mediate, keeping kids from teens from going to jail. And so I'm a chaplain for that organization. And recently, I just got another position with the YWCA with their shelter. So I'll be a chaplain with the shelter too. So yeah, it is important. I recently did a memorial service at the shelter. One of the women passed away and they asked me to come in and do a memorial service for the other shelter residents. So, I mean, the work is, the work is, you know, is very much needed all over the place.
Absolutely. Yeah, the one area I love the most out of all of it, which is all important, of course, I do have a couple of friends that are chaplains, but, you know, if they're out and about, you know, just running around in an accident, you know, they have some rights to intervene with the police there, you know, which is powerful, you know, and that's pretty cool. Yeah, chaplain can come in and let them, you know who they are, and they can do what they have to do if it's, the need is there. And help calm that situation down, or do what they need to do in that particular situation. So, I thought that was pretty powerful that you could have that type of backup with the state, if you will, to be able to intervene at times of crises. You know, just incredible. So we thank God for you.
Well, the amazing thing about it is Apostle Underwood has a, and we call it our Bible college. And if anybody is interested in going to online Bible college, he has some of the most awesome courses from, like I said, associate to PhD. And he has four PhDs himself, and he has a prep school and Bible college, and he's a pastor. So he just, I mean, he's just an amazing, and we've just been blessed to have him as our covering.
Amen. Don't you love the brilliance of the Lord just releasing that to a man or woman that's now powerful? So we thank God for all those who are gifted, but also using that gift in the ministry. That's powerful right there. Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. You know, one area, Doc, I wanted to talk to, you know, time flies when you're having fun here. But I'd like for you to talk to our young people a little bit today, our men and women, any order you like, but our young people today. What would you say to our youth today, and also to the type of conversation we should be having with our young people today?
Yeah, I think that the young people nowadays, I mean, I remember as a child, because I was in church, I've been in church all my life.
Amen.
I remember praying for everything. I mean, I prayed when I took a test.
Yeah.
I just remember prayer all the time. I mean, I had a bully. We didn't call it bullying then. I had a girl that wanted to beat me up for no reason. And I remember just praying. I'm like, this girl, I've seen what this girl does to people. She's going to kill me. And I remember praying. And guess what? It never happened. So what I would say is that our youth, need to, I mean, I know they don't want prayer in the church, but you can get together with your friends on lunchtime and you maybe have a little Bible study, a little prayer. Get back to the basics, because let me tell you, with all these shootings in the school, you need some prayer. And so I think I would encourage them to get, even in on the college campuses, I know they do have a prayer group, study group. Get back to praying and encouraging and lifting each other up. You need each other. And you need God more than anything. So that would be my advice. Get back to prayer.
Absolutely. That's where that is wisdom. And of course, the older people, we have to teach them, right? We have to teach them, the older people, all us folks who are adults and in the Lord, we got to teach them how to pray. That's part of their arsenal. You know, you got to wake up with your armor on. You got to have your armor ready to go for the day, because the fiery darts of the enemy will come as soon as you hit the door. In some cases, it'll hit you even in the house, just depending on what type of household you have. But y'all know what I mean there. But the point is, you want to be prepared for the day. And that's what we want you to do. And prayer is a big part of that. That is so powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking to Dr. Jacqueline Kane, chaplain and president and CEO of Black Women Empowered. And just to let anybody know who's online, if you like to have a question or a comment for Dr. King before we go here, just hit one and the star sign. Now let me know you want to come on board for a minute here. One and the star sign on your phone will put you in queue before we let Dr. King leave the network today. Thank you so much. Just want to make sure we don't miss anybody out there. Well, Dr. King, we always like to hear final comments. I love your wonderful quote there. The truth is not always popular, but is always correct. And that's also the same for the word of God. Please understand that, ladies and gentlemen, the word of God will not return void when it's put out there correctly in Jesus' name. So we thank you so much. But Doc, any final and closing thoughts for us today in Jesus' name?
Yeah, I just like, I like to encourage everyone that's listening to love one another. This mm-hmm. is a time when people are so uncertain about many things.
Right.
But the Bible says love covers a multitude of sins.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you can't love God without loving your brother or your sister. It's
That's
impossible.
Right. Right.
So my encouragement would be to go out and show love. I mean, it's easy to get into an argument and fuss and fight. That's easy to do. But to show love when people are not treating you fairly, mm-hmm. they're, you know, doing stuff to, you know, to cut you down, you're going to have haters. Haters
mm-hmm.
are, they're going to be there. But you don't have to respond. It is not necessary for you to respond. People mm-hmm. have their motives. You don't know what they're going through. They have jealous,
mm-hmm.
you know, jealousy
mm-hmm.
issues, and
mm-hmm.
and that we know that's not of God.
Right.
And also, if you see someone that's doing something that you wish that you could do, one thing I learned a long time ago, I have never believed that there wasn't anything that anybody else was doing that I couldn't do. And once
mm-hmm.
you get that in your mind, and you start to believe it, then you're going to be a success because
mm-hmm.
failure will not be an option.
Right.
And so I would say that, you know, show love. And if you're a bitter person because you didn't get what you want, go out and make it happen. If someone else can do it, so can you. We can do all things in Christ who gives us strength. That's not a cliche. That's reality.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's the word of God, Doc. That is the word of God. We're not apologizing for none of that. That is for sure. Powerful word, Dr. King. Powerful word. Ladies and gentlemen, for those listening all around the globe there, Dr. Jacqueline King, chaplain and president and CEO of Black Women Empowered, Inc. And as she quoted earlier, ladies and gentlemen, 1 Corinthians 13:4, this is the New International Version, says, love is patient. Y'all soak that one in. Love is patient. Love is kind. Soak that one in too. Love does not envy. Soak that one in. It does not boast. Soak that one in. It is not proud. Soak that one in too. We want everybody to read that word for yourself. Read the whole chapter. But love is patient. Love is kind and so forth, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for the word. We thank God for Dr. King and her time today. And we're just excited about what God is doing at Black Women Empowered Network. I love it, Doc. Well, Doc, you know, as always, you never have enough time, of course, with the right people. We thank you so much for joining us today. Any closing thoughts? Yeah, I think you kind of gave them already, but any final thoughts there for us before we let you go?
I want to thank you for the invitation. We put it together rather quickly, and
yes.
it's always good to brag on the Lord because it's not about me. I tell people.
No.
It's not about me. I'm not doing this for fame or fortune. Doing this as to the Lord. And and I am lifting God up. And so we will draw all men unto the world.
Amen.
Unto Him. Thank you again for the opportunity. I appreciate you.
My pleasure, Dr. King. We're just excited about you. We're lifting you up in prayer. We thank God, ladies and gentlemen, for Dr. Jacqueline King being on the Power Connection on the MLT Global Radio Network with Elder Kevin Vaughn. Ladies and gentlemen, please notice that we're talking about, we don't talk about this enough, Doc, but souls are at stake, ladies and gentlemen. Please understand, we're not going to be in this body forever. I finally come to the realization we're not going to live forever in this body. So you got to understand that we have to encourage people to and point them to Jesus Christ. Because he said, as Doc mentioned earlier, Dr. King mentioned earlier, if I, that's him, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. So that's the key. That's what we're all about on the network as well. The power comes from God, ladies and gentlemen. The power connection is through God, and we thank God for each and every one of you. So we want everybody, Dr. King, to have an awesome rest of the day. We want you to also be ready for the rest of the week. Take each day at a time, as the word says. Tomorrow will take care of itself, but take care of today. But we want you to pray. We want you to fast. We want you to engage yourself with others. Ask questions. Ask the real questions. I'm starting to ask Dr. King. I'm starting to ask people about their soul. Say, where's your soul at? You know, that's awesome about all this other stuff. But where are you at with God? You know, where are you at with God? And just listen. And not trying to judge, not trying to get in people's business. We just want to make sure you're covered in the blood of Jesus Christ and ready for when he comes back or when we leave this planet. Because I may not ever see that person again, but you never know what the Spirit of God will do for that person as well long term. And not only just for them, but for their whole household. So we thank God again for Dr. King, and we want to give the woman of God honor as well. Thank you so much, Dr. King, for being with us on Power Connect. God bless you.
Elder Mark, thank you so much. And,
yes, ma'am. And we'll be in touch. Absolutely. And remember, this is your network, too, so we can schedule stuff as we can and keep you to the posted. Also, too, if you have any young people that want to be a broadcaster or, you know, if we can help them out in setting up some programming and doing it the right way professionally, we can help them out if they want to learn how to do these, you know, do what we're doing today as well. I've got one young man who's a broadcast major. He has a show on our network, so if we can help them get involved in producing and you know, writing for their show, we'll be glad to help them. So anything we can do there, let us know, okay? In Jesus' name.
All right, God bless
Amen.
You. Thank you.
All right. And everybody online, thank you so much for joining us today on Power Connect with our awesome guest, Dr. Jacqueline King, chaplain, CEO, founder of the Black Women Empowered Network. And we also thank God for everybody who's connected to her. Via the network, via her family, via her, of course, her network as well, business network as well. So anybody that Dr. King knows, bless you as well. And we want you to have a great, great day. Hey, I'm going to leave you with this real quickly. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, to always, always, always out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other in the name of Jesus. Hey, this has been Elder Kevin Vaughn with Dr. Jacqueline King today as our special, special guest, chaplain, president, CEO of Black Women Empowered. And guys, go to her wonderful website, blackwomenempoweredjournal.com, for more details, blackwomenempoweredjournal.com. Give her a shout out. Let her know how well she's doing. And if you got any suggestions and can volunteer, put that out there as well. Hey, but remember that you're royalty, okay? God has put you on the planet for a reason that makes you kings and queens and princesses and prince. Let your young people know that they are so important and that they are truly a gift from God. Take care, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kevin Vaughn from the Power Connection on the MLT Global Network. Thank you so much, Dr. King. We'll see you guys next time. God bless you. Enjoy the song. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Franklin King Kunta. Eyes on prize, my pride won't collide. Am I right in your eyes if I stand on mine?
Boy, you are right.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the Power Connection program. We love you. And remember, Jesus is Lord. We'll see you next time on the network.